This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The judge presiding over the indictment of police officers and paramedics in the death of Elijah McClain has thrown out all motions to dismiss the case. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The three former police officers and two paramedics criminally charged in the death of McClain had asked an Adams County judge that their cases be dismissed. Their felony manslaughter charges were filed after a grand jury indictment. The judge ruled on Monday that there was enough probable cause to proceed with all five defendants and has scheduled an arraignment for next month. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A report on Colorado's economy shows robust growth, but also strong headwinds. CPR's Will Cornelius reports.
Employment in Colorado has seen a strong rebound since 2020, with more jobs now than before the pandemic. A mid-year economic report from the University of Colorado Boulder predicts the state will add 100,000 new jobs this year. But uncertainty remains. Businesses are faced with rising inflation and interest rates that could force them to pull back on hiring. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
The heat wave is setting records across Colorado. Denver hit 100 degrees today. That beats the old record of 99 degrees set in 2020. Denver could also set another weather record for the warmest low temperature. The National Weather Service says Denver only cooled down to 72 degrees after midnight. If that holds tonight, it would beat the previous daily record of a 70-degree low set 144 years ago in 1878. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.